You're listening to Moon Monkey with Andrew and Matt. On this episode, we're going to review Kingsman: The Secret Service, directed by Matthew Vaughn.
So, Kingsman is based on the comic book by Mark Miller, and it basically is a kind of satire on the James Bond action films, starring a British spy group who recruit a new member in the form of Eggsy, a young man who's had trouble with the law and drugs and kind of following this dark path, when Colin Firth comes into his life and basically gives him an offer to join the Kingsmen, which turns out to be something that his father did and cost him his life. That's like early on in the film. You basically see his father die while on duty with the Kingsmen. So like 19 years later or something, when he's in trouble, Colin Firth comes to him and offers to kind of take him on. And he joins the training program to become a Kingsman. And that's basically the plot of the movie. It's a really sort of strong plot, even though it's quite generic in a way, the kind of training sequence. Like, you get a lot of first films where it's sort of...
boot camp.
Yeah. It's basically the character becoming, like, the hero. Yeah. Which is exactly what happens here, but it's a really strong kind of thread to hang a lot of, like, jokes on and a lot of fun sequences on.
And also, like, the fact that they're spoofing the kind of spy and intelligence genre.
Yeah.
And they're doing lots of little things with the gadgets and where they stay and how they're trained and how they act. And the secret code names and things like that, which is very interesting. But I think what they even say this in the movie, that the best Bond movies are only as good as the villain. And in Kingsman, like, they have a really good villain with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
And he's trying to control the world with his new SIM card that can control people's minds. And
yeah, it emits a wave which makes people incredibly violent. Or turns off, he says something like, increase your violence and turns off your inhibitors or something.
Yeah.
So it essentially just makes everyone attack each other.
Yeah,
and the reason he's doing it as well is because of global warming, because it's people are causing the global warming. So he basically does a long speech about, you've either got to kill all the people to try and stop the global warming, or the global warming will kill the people itself.
Mm.
So it's sort of like he's an evil genius, like he's a billionaire tech entrepreneur.
And Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he's basically sort of the typical evil genius, which is kind of doing something...
I'm not suggesting Steve Jobs is evil.
It's kind of like, isn't that not something similar to Ozymandias in The Watchmen? Like, he's trying to kill a certain number of the population because it's the only way that humanity as a whole can survive. So it's kind of like, there is reason behind what he's doing. But yeah, he's a fantastic villain with his lisping performance and just, quite over the top. And like a big name as well, which I suppose got a lot of people into the film. But yeah, like you say, if you're a fan of James Bond films and the kind of gadgets, especially the more wacky James Bond films, I think you'll really enjoy this one. And Taron Egerton's performance is really good as well. I liked how, because he changes throughout the film. The film also has a sort of, there's a class moral message there as well. So he's, like, from the council estate. And the head of the Kingsman doesn't think he'll fit because he's not a gentleman. He's not born in that class of people. And Colin Firth's essentially saying, like, it's just
stop being
about,
so snobby.
Yeah, it's Colin Firth's saying to, like, Eggsy, it's basically like your state of mind. It's you being comfortable with yourself. It's nothing to do with how you speak or how you act. And also, there's also like the reverse of that, which is Colin Firth, who seems like a really posh guy, but he's also, like, gets into fist fights and et cetera. It's basically saying there's not as much difference as you might think between the two of them.
Yeah, well, Colin Firth sees that, but Michael Caine's character, Arthur, doesn't see it that way. And Eggsy's constantly degraded by Arthur and other people in the training course. Well, not all of them, because some of them, like Roxy, really gets on with.
Yeah.
But, like, the other ones are like, oh, you're not good enough, Eggsy, because, like, you're just... you know, you've never been to university, so you can't, you're not going to be a Kingsman.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, he's as good as anybody,
but
really.
He shows them.
In the end, he does, because, like, there's the corruption of, like, Samuel L. Jackson's character even gets to Arthur in the Kingsman, and because throughout the movie he's trying to persuade different people to see his way, and you know, we need to do it to save the planet. Yeah. Which is, you know, it's a really strong concept to use for a villain. And yeah, Kingsman was, the first Kingsman was really good because it was a bit refreshing as well. And it didn't really get that acclaim at first.
Yeah.
But later on, it kind of got that cult status, and they weren't sure if they were going to get a second one, which they did, which we'll be talking about in the next episode.
That's the thing, is because the comic book, yeah, I don't know if Kingsman is that big a franchise, like it's not that well known a franchise,
no.
And it's always hard to get something like this off the ground, yeah. Which is quite like bring it, like the film did a really good job actually of bringing like a whole new world together. Like you've got the Kingsmen and their code names and their like bases, yeah. A tailor shop in London, etc. The house, the mansion,
but they've also got two very big names in comics, like.
Yeah,
in the first place, like they've got Dave Gibbons and they've got Mark Miller.
Yeah, but this film did a really good job of like presenting that world and getting a lot of information across to you quite succinctly. Mm. I think the main problem with when the film came out was probably not a lot of people saw it in cinemas because they didn't know what it was. Like they'd never heard of Kingsman before, and it probably wasn't like a big film at the time. But I think since it's gone on to have quite a following because it is a good. Like, it's a really good movie.
So if you've not seen Kingsman: The Golden Circle, the best place to start is, funnily enough,
With the first one.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a bit different to the second one. Smaller cast, still some big names. And it was just very different when it came out because it was quite violent. And it was very stylized as well, like Matthew Vaughn's way of directing like the violent scenes.
Yeah, the action scenes, yeah. Particularly like the bar scene, which is probably one of the most famous scenes in the film. The bar scene's really good. Like it's the way it's directed is really impressive, and the kind of action sequence. And a later on scene in the church, which is kind of like the bar scene, but just extended. And just, yeah, you got people being set on fire or stabbed through the head or whatever.
Yes.
But I feel like a lot of people criticize the violence, but I think in this it is comic book violence.
Yeah.
It's not like...
It works with them.
You sort of get this... One, they set up the fact that the people he's killing are really bad people in the scene when he's killing them. And in the bar scene, he's not really killing, he's just like...
No, he's beating them. And also they're horrible people too.
Yeah. So they set up that they're bad people, but also it happens in such a way that you realise, like, this is just comic book, like, fast. I think it's been one of the problems with translating a lot of comic books to films is in a film, everything seems a lot more visceral and real. Whereas when you're reading it in the pages of a comic book, there's kind of more of a separation. Whereas when you're actually seeing it, it's like, oh, that's really rough.
Also, you've got a larger audience that maybe that isn't their thing. They're maybe just going to see a movie.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going out to get a comic, you read the comic, you buy the comic because you know you.
But one of the funny things they did in the first one was you got Samuel L. Jackson who actually doesn't like violence, doesn't like seeing blood, and he's the villain.
So good in it. He is such a good villain. He's such a good character. And even like his
it's just because like he has the same as like Bond films. He has that quirk which they always have. But his one's like eating hamburgers for dinner and doesn't like violence. Throws up when he sees blood.
Yeah,
which is kind of funny. And the woman is amazing as well. His sidekick with the she got kind of sword feet, sword legs,
sword feet. Yeah,
I don't know what you would call them. But,
oh, yeah, she's got, like, the blades.
Yeah, she's got the blades.
Yeah.
But actual blades.
Yeah.
They cut people's arms off.
And other appendages. Yeah, so it's a really good movie. So if you like James Bond and you want to see a spoof about it, that's really good with some really good cast and some really very well-directed violence thing. Going
also,
through.
Like, when...
I was wrapping up. We're going for more.
Oh, sorry.
No, keep going.
Because we recently rewatched it, we went to the double bill screening of... Kingsman and Kingsman: The Golden Circle, and when I was re-watching this one, the first one, it does have a real like propulsion through it as well. Like almost every scene kind of jumps you on to the next one. There's no point, I felt anyway, at which it lulls. Mm. It's kind of you're constantly wanting to see where it goes next and where the next scene is. So I would definitely highly recommend this film. So that was our review of Kingsman: The Secret Service. I hope you liked it. Make sure to like and subscribe.